so exciting. Every day that I check my email, I cry because of the powerful testimonies that we get, where people's lives have been so improved. And although those are written to me, y'all just have to know that there's a whole team, there's a staff here that has put this whole thing together, and Hans actually built that website. He right now is reformatting that thing, and it's going to be so awesome. You guys are going to love the things that he is doing behind the scenes with that. Hans is actually the one who made this conference call possible, marketed everything, put that site together so that you guys can have that members area and utilize that 50 hours of free training. And so this is awesome. I mean, I love teamwork, and this is exciting. Now, for many of you, you know, who, especially for those of you that had those success stories and wrote us, you just have to know something. It's not all about us. It's about you. And the reality is that you took tools that were available and you applied, and that's why you're succeeding. I'm glad you got help from us, but the reality is that 90% of success is just showing up, and you did that. You showed up, you took what was available, and you applied it, and that's how come you're seeing the fruit. And so we're proud of you. My hat's off to you. That's exciting. For those of you that are brand new on this call, and by the way, hello, Australia. There's a bunch of you tonight on the phone from Australia. There's a bunch of you on the phone from Canada. And I know that there's other countries listening, too, because we get emails every week of people saying, I was on the call. I'm from Holland. I was on the call. I'm from London. I'm from France. So we even have Malaysia that plugs into the call. And so welcome all of you from all over the world, all over the globe, to the DannyJohnson.com weekly Monday night call. I wish I could see you guys. And I know, you know, through technology we'll eventually get there, but I'm smiling upon you. And I believe God's smiling upon you and wishing you the greatest of success. But for those of you that are hearing me for the very first time, let me just tell you who you're listening to. All of this can be quite overwhelming, and I will just let you know I'm half Nicaraguan, a quarter of Italian and Irish, which means I'm hot-blooded. When I get excited, my voice goes a little high and I talk a little fast. And if I were to change that and become this polished speaker, then I wouldn't be me, and I'd be fake, and I don't think there needs to be another fake speaker out there, so I'm just going to be me, and this is the way it is, and I'll accept you with your strengths and weaknesses if you're willing to accept me with my strengths and weaknesses, and together, as a team, we can build something very, very powerful if we don't have expectations on one another and wishing that one another would be different than what we are. I accept and love you just the way you are. And I hope that my strengths can cover your weaknesses and vice versa. So welcome, Australia. Welcome, Malaysia, Holland, London, all of those other countries and cities from all over the world, not to mention all of the United States that is present on this call tonight. Prior to getting started in business for myself, I was a young, uneducated female. I was 19 years old when I first was introduced to having a home-based business. And how ignorant I was that I didn't know people started businesses. I had no idea that you could become an entrepreneur. I just thought you're supposed to go get a job, get married, have some kids, which I did do that. I'm a mother of five. I have five beautiful children that I love and adore and I'm dedicated to. I'm a wife and a dedicated child of the Most High God. Started in the industry with no education, no ability, no talent, no skill, no nothing. Worse off, no self-confidence, did not have any belief in myself, belief in my ability, belief in anything. I was a terrified young female just trying to make a buck out there. Had a good job. I worked for JCPenney's in a retail store. Made okay money. And when I heard about the opportunity to start my own business, I was terrified. And that's why it took me 2 months to get over my excuses. And thank God for my sponsor, who continued to show me over and over again the opportunity to get ahead. It brought me to a one-day little workshop where I heard some testimony that changed my life forever. And after getting started, my first 6 months, I quit my job, I came in full time immediately, and after the first 6 months, I had no distributors and no customers. Could not get anyone interested in what I was doing at all. I mean, people just did not see it. They didn't want to see it. I guess they figured I was young, stupid, and naive, and didn't know what I was talking about, which was the truth. So anyway, after 6 months, I found somebody that was very, very successful, is making $15,000 a month, U.S. dollars. He started the very same month I did. He had been in for 6 months, but he was $15,000 wealthier than I was monthly. I begged him to teach me how to crawl, walk, and run, and he gave me four guidelines to follow. I will share the last one with you tonight just for the sake of time. He said that I needed to go to a training seminar, and this workshop was taking place the very next week. It was $1,500, including all the airfare and accommodations. and the training itself. And I didn't have that kind of money. I was broke. I was $25,000 in debt. Not to mention, come on, think about it. I'm 20 years old by this point. Spending $1,500 to sit in a boring room with a boring speaker with a bunch of boring adults was not my idea of fun. Hello, I'd rather take that $1,500 and go shopping or travel to Hawaii or something. I mean, buy a car. I mean, something other than investing into me. To me, that seemed like the dumbest thing I ever heard. Well, he told me that if I did not go to that training seminar, he would not work with me. So I left me with no other option. I knew that I was going to fail if I did not learn from people who were good at what they were doing. So I went, I found the money, I figured out a way to go, and I put myself in that very place and came out of that two-day workshop and made $4,000 in 8 days, brought in 25 people into my business. So the following month, we ended up bringing 9 people from California to Salt Lake City, Utah for a training seminar. I just figured, man, if he could make that kind of impact on my people that he made on me, then I thought that was a good business plan. Well, I was young and stupid, and I can't believe I figured that part out. Not that all young people are stupid, but I was. So anyway, I wound up bringing 9 people the following month to a training seminar. Those 9 came out and blew me away. They went out and created over $35,000 worth of sales volume amongst themselves. They went and talked to everybody they knew. They went and closed people themselves. They started doing presentations right away. They got over every excuse that they had and all of a sudden popped up with a whole bunch of money to get started in their own home-based business. In fact, some of them quit their jobs and came in full-time. Well, as a direct result of their success, because they went to that same training seminar that I did, I made $11,000 that second month that I was involved. The following month, hello, this isn't rocket science, made sense. All I'm going to do is put people in front of the training seminar, and that's what I did. Brought more people the following month to Chicago, Illinois. They went through that two-day seminar, came out of that, and guess what? They exploded. They went crazy. We did over $100,000 in volume, made $15,000 worth of income that month. The following month brought 60 people from California all the way to New Jersey, California, and also Vancouver, Washington, and Vancouver, Canada. Brought people from all over the Western United States and Canada, brought them over to the East Coast.
The number of participants in the conference has been increased.
And absolutely exploded. My check went up to over $20,000, just under $21,000 the month I turned 21. That was amazing that could happen for someone like me. Ran off, got married, had the dream honeymoon, did that whole, I mean, it seemed like my life was so perfectly coming together. All of a sudden, as a direct result of marrying this man, my life fell upside down and was shaken out. He drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, left me with a $35,000 debt, left me with $2.03 to my name. I lost my business as a direct result of marrying this man. Lost everything. December 1st, found out that everything was gone. By December 13th, was evicted and homeless. Completely homeless. I was in a new area in Kona, Hawaii, actually Waikoloa, Hawaii. Didn't know anybody there. We had just moved there, and he took off with everything. Got a job as a cocktail waitress at the Waikoloa Beach Grill, hating my life, hating myself, hating everything that I had become. I went from the top of the
mountain to the bottom of the participants in the conference has been increased.
What wound up happening from there was I wound up on Christmas Day at a beach party, sitting there at that beach party just chewing myself, looking at the people that I surrounded myself. There I am at Kua Bay, looking at these people going, they're drunks, they're drug addicts, and they're adulterers. What's up, Danette? You know better than that. You know that you were called to something greater than this. So I wound up getting my stuff and leaving that beach party, driving 45 minutes to the beach that I lived on, which was Hapuna Beach up in the northern part of the island, and just chewing myself out that entire drive saying, you know better than this. You're not called to be a loser. God did not intend you to be mediocre. This is not your destiny. Step up and quit whining and cut out your pity parties and quit, you know, moaning and groaning and blaming everybody for your life. Step up, girl. It's time to make a difference. It's time to make a change. The very next day, decided to start a business. Took an inventory of my life and say, what do I have going right for me? Found that I had stumbled across a business that I did not want anything to do with because of the industry that it was in. I knew that, first of all, I had no product, no brochures, no physical address, and no phone. So here I have everything going wrong for me. I don't know anybody. People know I'm homeless. Who's going to listen to me? Well, I took an inventory and said, okay, how do I solve these problems? How do I fix this? Instead of, you know, oh, I don't have a phone. I guess I can't start a business. Well, I don't have a physical address. I guess I can't start a business. I don't know anybody. I guess I can't start a business. Well, I don't know anything about any kind of product. So I guess I can't start a business. Do you understand what I'm saying? So often, we have just settled into finding excuses instead of results. We have found reasons instead of results. Some of us become professional whiners instead of professional winners. And so the reality was is that I said, okay, I don't have a phone. How do I figure this out? How can I start a business without a phone? Well, get a voicemail number. Call the voicemail company right there in Kona. Talk to the guy. Use the skills that I used, that I learned the year before, people skills, that got him to give me a voicemail number and the code with a check in the mail. Didn't even make me go down there. Why? I didn't have the gas money to drive 45 miles and 45 miles back. Couldn't happen that way. So on a leap of faith, just took a chance, picked up the phone, he gave me the number. Hand wrote out a flyer, put the voicemail number on that, put that flyer at my post office, and in 3.5 hours, plumped a quarter into the payphone and had 25 messages. I'll never forget that day. Your voicemail is full. Oh, my gosh. I didn't know if I'd get 0 calls in 3.5 hours. But I had a full voicemail. I could have missed some calls because the voicemail was full. Well, got on the phone. Started calling those people back, formulated a script, and 24 out of 25 people said, yes, I want it, and I want it now. 24 people that day wrote me a check for $125 out to my name with the promise, no receipt, with the promise that I would ship them their stuff. Make $1,200 the first day. In the next few days, totaled $2,000. I put 10 hours worth of work into it. The following 30 hours I put into it made $6,500. My first full-time month, which was the month of February. Now, mind you, this is December 26th that I got started. The month of February made over $10,000 and became the number one international producer. Broke all the international sales records. The company is a multi-billion dollar company, household name with hundreds of thousands of distributors worldwide. Several millionaires in that company. And this new kid from Waikolo, Hawaii, broke all the international sales records. By the end of that year, had made $250,000. Within 2 years, made my first million in network marketing, and in my 20s, while pumping out 5 babies, made millions of dollars in my own home-based business with no college education, with no prior experience, just a strong desire to not wind up on welfare, to not wind up doing drugs like my family, and not wind up like an alcoholic like the rest of my family. A strong desire to succeed. A strong desire to make a change. A strong desire to be the best that I could ever possibly imagine being. So if that's you, if you've got a strong desire, then what can happen for you? What if you have more talent than I did? What if you have better timing than I did? What if you have more skill than I started off with? I'm pretty sure that all of you, just about all of you, 99% of you, can probably say you do. That you had more money than I had when I got started, more skill, more talent, more ability, more wisdom, better area. Come on, I was in a town of 5,000. I was an outcast where I lived. I was white, first of all, wrong color. Second of all, I was female, wrong sex. But instead of looking at what was wrong, I looked at what was going right, and I took an inventory and solved my problems and bootstrapped it and made it happen. You can do the same thing. Listen. In September, we're going to be meeting in Los Angeles. We have First Steps of Success coming to town. It's 2 straight days. It's intense. And if you have any area of your life where the desire is not strong enough, spend 2 days with me. I promise you, you'll have a burning fire of desire instead of an ember that's almost out. If you have an issue where you have more reasons instead of results, you cannot wait to go to First Steps. You can't wait. You can't look for a different way, a cheaper way. You've got to invest into you. This is what I did. You do the same thing, I promise you it'll make a massive difference in your life. There's no question. Tonight, we're going to talk about a topic.
The number of participants in the conference has been increased.
That was very, very, very powerful. We've had tons of emails come from that workshop that I did over there with Cutting Edge Media. And I want to share with you these very same things. You know, I coach people on a day-to-day basis. I do one-on-one coaching with various different people who sign up for that sort of thing. And in the one-on-one coaching, I've learned so much about people and the things that they do that hinder their business, that stop them from growing their incomes. And they don't even realize it. So often, every day, we say things, we do things, we go places that take money right out of our business instead of putting money back into our business. Well, that's what I would love to prevent from for prevent you from doing after this call. This is a preventative call. This is a preventative call to prevent you from losing money, losing deals, losing sales, losing reps that you could be bringing into your business, or losing employees that you could be hiring into your business because of saying things a certain way, doing things a certain way, acting a certain way, or provoking a certain response. So tonight is going to be a night of self-discovery of, okay, if you have challenges in the area of helping people to make a decision, meaning area of closing, okay, I like to call it helping people make a decision. If, let's say, that you are able to get through the first part of a presentation or the initial call and you're really having a challenge in the area of closing, that's where you seem to fall short, well, I'm going to give you a long list of things that I've discovered through the years that causes people to provoke negative responses from their prospect. These things can be fixed, okay? They can absolutely be fixed. They can be absolutely improved, and here's why I know that. In the very beginning of my business, I got a lot of objections from people. But as I increased my skill, then I didn't anymore. In fact, at a 90% closing ratio, while I was actively building that side of my business, still to this day have a very strong closing ratio. I close things on a daily basis, not necessarily in the traditional form that you're thinking of it, but putting deals together, working with various different companies. That's all still closing skills that are being utilized. So the deal is that I want you to discover tonight, what area do I need to improve my business? In fact, last week or the week before, I had all of you pull out a piece of paper and a pen and look at three areas in which you have strengths in. Three areas of strengths in your business. Okay, what strengths do you have in your business? And maybe some of you are so brand new, you don't even know what those are concerning your business. And write down three strengths that you have. On the flip side of it, I want you to write down three areas that need improvement. Three areas that need improvement. And tonight, I'm going to be talking about the area of closing. And if you can't think of any areas that need improvement, I'm sure when I'm done with this list, you will find at least three. And all I want you to do is work on those three. I don't want you to work on 12. I don't want you to work on 4. I don't want you to work on 15. I want you to work on 3. There's a magical place with the number 3. There's a beautiful thing that happens with number 3. Why? Because it's not so overwhelming that you're going to quit. And yet it is challenging enough that you feel that you can do it. There's great power in that number of saying, okay, I'm going to pick three things I'm going to focus on. I learned that, by the way, from my husband. Watching him for years come up with three. I would fail at my list of 100, would not even accomplish one of them. He would succeed at all three. So I learned something there. I came up with some overwhelming list that I could never accomplish in a year. He came up with a list that he could accomplish in a year. And building on successes is far more important than setting yourself up for failure. So in this area of closing, let me just give you a laundry list of things that I've discovered through the years by coaching thousands of people through the years that hinder their ability to become great closers, great business people, great professionals. Let me go ahead and start here. And again, this applies to all areas of your life. I mean, every area of your life. Okay, so number one is fear. Afraid of rejection to the point where you're afraid to ask the closing question. In fact, you could be very strong with building a rapport. You could be very strong with talking to people. But when it comes to that place where you say, okay, do you want to make a little or a lot? That's where you become weak because you're afraid of them rejecting you, or you don't ask the closing question at all. Okay, well, if that can be one area that that skill needs to be improved. Now, we've seen thousands of people improve that area, get over the fear of rejection, overcome it, and go on to be phenomenal closers. So what's that tell you? What that tells you is this. In fact, let me tell you about one of my clients named Jay, who I have an appointment with tomorrow, because she's ready for her very next step, totally paralyzed by fear of rejection. This woman has 3 degrees. It is not an educational issue. It's not a speaking issue. It's not any other issue other than just fear. That's it. Afraid of people rejecting her, even though she sounds beautiful on the phone. She sounds very educated on the phone. She's got a great phone voice. However, she's afraid afraid of rejecting her. Well, I had her very simply on a one-on-one coaching appointment go through and just say, listen, I want you to categorize. I want you to do a case study, Jay. Figure out which one are they, yes or no. In fact, don't call it yes or no. Color it blue or red, black and white, pink and blue. Whatever it is that you want to do, categorize it. Emotionally attached to their answer. Write this down. Everybody write this down. No, the word no, or not interested, is just as big of a part of your success as the yeses are. Did you hear me? No's are just as big of a part of your success as yeses are. Now, some of you are jumping for joy right now going, yee-hoo, I know how to get no's. Good. What I want you to do is not be afraid of them, because that will change everything. Don't be afraid of no's. They are what they are. They're a part of your success just like a yes is. In fact, some of you, I want you to focus on go getting 10 no's tomorrow. See if you can get 10 no's tomorrow, okay? And again, unemotionally, don't care if they say yes. That takes the pressure off. You'd be amazed what will happen. So in order to become a successful closer, you cannot be dealing with the fear of rejection. If you have an issue with fear of rejection, I'm going to give you 5 different things that you can do to help you overcome and increase your skill, okay? There's 5 things that work. There's 3 things that don't. We're going to go through the entire list of 8. At the end of the call, of ways that you, these are solutions to whatever these problems are that I am provoking you to think about. Okay, so here's another one. Fear of failure. Afraid to dream. You're afraid of being disappointed. If you fear failure because of past failures, and you are afraid to dream again, you're afraid to experience the exhilaration of dreaming, meaning thinking, gosh, will I really be able to get out of debt? Man, will I really be able, you know, I have the biggest travel bug in my body. I can't even stand it. Oh, my gosh. I want to see the whole entire world so bad. That's a huge dream of mine. I want to see every beautiful tropical place there is to see. I want to go to Australia. I want to go to London. I want to go to France. I want to go to Italy. I mean, I want to go everywhere. I want to see everything God created. Everything. I want to go to Africa. I want to go to China. I want to go to Korea. I want to go see everything and everything that was created. That's a dream of mine. But if I had a fear of failure and I was afraid to dream, I would live without that beautiful emotional exhilaration of thinking that someday my feet will set foot on Australia. That my feet someday will set on the land of Europe. Don't be afraid to dream. As we go through life, we begin to shut down our eyes to possibilities of what life can be. And we look at what it is. Don't do that. If you are crippled with this, you really need to be in L.A. in September. You really need to be there. I know L.A. is not the greatest place in the world to go to, but I can guarantee you it's the place we're going to be, which means for that weekend it's the greatest place to go to. You got to be there. If you have issues with fear of disappointment, we need to get to the root of that issue. If you are afraid to believe that you're going to succeed because you're afraid of being disappointed again, there is a root issue deep down inside of you, and we're going to get to it. You will find it out, so it will not run your life anymore. You cannot let fear of disappointment rule your life. You cannot let fear of failure rule your life. You can't let fear of rejection run your business. And if you have fear in any of those areas, you will be very ineffective in your business. Okay, and again, at the end of the call, I'll give you 5 solutions. One of the solutions is definitely plugging into First Steps, because we've seen people overcome these issues. If you plant fear, you will reap fear. Just like a farmer plants corn, he reaps corn. If every day you're getting on the phone and you are afraid to dream, a fear of disappointment, fear of failure, or fear of rejection, you will only have what you fear. That's not a way to overcome it, okay? So, here's another one. Here's number 2. Is no belief. No belief in your opportunity, no belief in your industry, the company, the product. Therefore, there's no conviction. Let me tell you what conviction sounds like. Conviction sounds like this. This works, and I know it from the bottom of my being that it works, and it will work for you. If I talk about First Steps to Success, and I talk about the power that's in those numbers that are in that room, the power of the people, the group that comes together, the team, you know that in LA, there's not going to be another team like us. There will not be another team like us who will be in LA. There just won't be. And I know you can hear that conviction in my voice. That I know what's going to come out of that. Well, this is what you have to know about your company. This is what you have to know about your opportunity. This is what you have to know about your opportunity, I mean your industry and your product. If you have no belief in any of those areas, you need to do whatever it takes to get belief in those areas. Become a product of your product. Become a customer, a client of the service that you're selling. Dive deep into that company. Know it inside and out. You're married to it, so just as you commune with your spouse is very similar to how you would commune with that understanding that new business of yours. It takes commitment, it takes persistence, it takes ups, and it takes downs. But you must get to that place where you have absolute 100% conviction that what you're doing, you know where you're going. And I can guarantee you that will massively change your closing ratios immediately. Here's number 3. No excitement, no anticipation, no vision, no faith. Okay? No excitement, no anticipation, no vision, no faith. Let me tell you something. A man without a vision will absolutely perish. Let me ask you something. Do you have a vision? Do you have a vision? I'm going to ask you one more time. Do you have a vision? And if you do, what is it? Do you have that vision written down? Do you have a plan about how you're going to achieve that vision? You know, there's a lot of people out there that would love to become musical artists someday. They would love to have CDs. They'd love to tour. But very few of them get their butt into a recording studio and record a demo CD. And out of those that record that demo CD, very few of those have a plan of action about and a marketing plan about how they're going to get that demo CD out there. How are they going to get their body in front of other bodies so they can network as much as they possibly can? What centers of influences can they put themselves into so they can meet the right people? Very few. Very, very few. A man without a vision will perish. Is your vision strong enough to get you out of bed in the morning? Is your vision strong enough to make you pick up the phone when you don't feel like it? I don't care how you feel. Your vision is worth it. Is your vision big enough that it excites you on a daily basis? That you anticipate the day that's coming? Just like me, I want to travel all over the world. I want to affect the lives of millions of people all over the world. That is my vision. That is my dream. I want to equip people with the entrepreneurial spirit and everything that they need to succeed in an unusual way, that they are set apart and they stand out, that they make a difference in their communities and their families and their lives, that they become better people so we can turn this world around, turn our stinking country around. Pathetic. Because people have no vision, they've lost their dreams, paralyzed with fear, lost the feeling of anticipation. Is your vision that big? If it's not, you need to be in LA. I promise you I will wake it up in you. I promise you. Or I'll give you your money back, one or the other. You get your money back or you get a vision. Personally, you got nothing to lose. No faith. The faith that causes you to walk by faith and not by sight. You see, faith is not letting your checkbook decide for you how you live your life. Faith is not, let me see it first and then I'll do it. That's not faith. Faith is doing it in hopes of seeing it. That's the way to live. Number four, pressure. Pressure to perform. This is what I see most common in most leaders, is the pressure to perform, that you have to make it work or you don't eat. For example, let's say that you started a home-based business, your income, you got your second income to equal your first income, and you decide to quit the job. Now you lost an income. And now there's the pressure to double your current home-based business income to make up for the income that you lost. Okay? That's pressure. Pressure never produces results. It just doesn't. It causes people to be paralyzed and get depressed. So if you put yourself under a bunch of pressure to perform, I say get out from underneath the pressure. That is a yoke of bondage. It will not help you to increase your skill. Never does. So if you have the pressure that you will let somebody down, that you'll lose fame, you'll lose recognition, that someone will be upset with you if you don't do it, that you'll be disappointed, you'll be sad and depressed, pressure will never produce the results that you're looking for. So get out from under that yoke of bondage. I'll give you solutions in a minute. What number was that? That was number four. Here's number five, negative. One of my favorites. It's not going to work anyway, so why even try? What if I try and it doesn't work out? What if I lose money? What if I waste my time? What if the leads are bad? What if the products don't work? All of those things. Listen, with that attitude, I am really sorry, but you couldn't get a job at McDonald's. I'm really sorry you couldn't get a job anywhere because people don't hire people who think like that, act like that, walk like that, or talk like that. They just don't. So you cannot have that negative attitude and expect to succeed. You sow negativity, you reap negativity. Just like a farmer sows seed for corn, he reaps corn. Are you with me? So negativity begets more negativity. If you have a struggle there, listen, you're talking to a girl who is a recovering negativity-aholic. You're talking to somebody who became homeless because of my negative attitude. You're talking to somebody who was pathetically pathetic because of her negative attitude. When you speak that kind of death into your life, it's not going to work anyway, why even try? What if I lose money? What if I waste my time? What if the products don't work? My answer is, what if they do? What if you don't lose money? What if you don't waste your time? What if it does work? Listen, I had to gain absolute control over my mind because my mind naturally, in fact, all of our minds naturally want to run rampant on the negative side of life. It does. Naturally, that's where it goes. Trust me, just sit there for a few days. In fact, here you go. 99% of everything that in studies have proven this to be true, 99% of everything that you hear throughout the day is negative. It's negative. They say that by the time you turn 4, you heard the word no 26,000 times. Naturally, you want to think negative. I knew that. And I knew I was not going to get myself out of being homeless. I wasn't going to get myself from living out of my car until I changed my mind. And I listened to tapes 24/7 because I would not even allow my dreams to get to me emotionally. And how many of you know that dreams at night can affect you emotionally? The very next day. And my mind was so polluted and dirty and disgusting and weak that it would affect my day. So I did not allow my mind to work on its own at night. And I listened to tapes throughout the night. Now, some of you are married and your spouse may not let you do that. But if you're single, hello, you should be doing it. You're putting great things into your mind and causing, you're reprogramming that subconscious mind of yours. Because if you have any of what I just said, you will not succeed, I promise you. You just won't. It's a guarantee. You will wind up quitting. You will wind up losing money. You will wind up wasting your time. It's a guarantee. So don't even go there. Do whatever it takes to fix it. Number 6, you don't feel worthy of success. You don't feel like you deserve success. You don't feel like you deserve to be happy. Those are root core issues. If you have any of those issues, you must attend First Steps in September. Don't wait till next year because I promise you, the sooner you overcome these issues, the sooner success is right around the corner. You will wind up quitting your business if you don't get to this root right away. Okay. Number 7 is that you feel bad about getting someone started because you're having a hard time yourself, because you're struggling in your business and you feel guilty if you get someone else started in your business and they're going to struggle in their own business. I totally understand. I had one of my coaching clients that had the same exact issue. And here is the reality. You are not God. You are not God. If you have this issue that you feel bad, and that you feel that if you get someone started that they're not going to succeed, they're going to have the same kind of struggles that you do, let me tell you something. You are not God. You are not all-knowing, and you are not all-powerful. You are not all-seeing, and you don't know the future, and you don't know their past. You don't know what skill, talent, and ability they have either. It is not for you to decide for them whether or not they're going to succeed. Therefore, it cripples you with guilt, which means you're weak in the area of closing. So, here's the reality. It's not your job to decide for them whether or not they can do this. It's their job to decide. So keep your emotions out of it. Keep your guilt out of it. That is not necessary for professional business. It's not the place for it. So you need to bag that stuff and move on. Number 8, lack of skill, lack of direction, lack of skill scripts, and lack of people skills. This is another area that when I'm coaching people one-on-one, this is another area where we have to work on to improve people's closing. Lack of skill. Lack of direction, lack of scripts, lack of people skills. This right here is where the rubber meets the road. Now, all the other stuff is emotional, mental, spiritual, and physical. This part right here, this is like practical application. You could not have any of these things that I just talked about, but you could have lack of skill. You do not know how to do it. Well, another reason, my website's filled with how-tos, absolutely filled with how-tos. On improving your skill in closing, giving you direction, what to say, how to say it, who to say it to, giving you the people skills that are necessary. All that stuff happens at First Steps. All that stuff, by the way, is on the North Carolina CDs that are on my website. Go to DaniJohnson.com, Danny, D-A-N-I, Johnson.com, or you can call and order them directly from our office at 209-463-5210. 209-463-5210. If you are available to order online, please do it online. We have it automated that way for a reason. If you do not do the computer thing like I don't do the computer thing, then call and order it directly. So anyway, so as far as skill direction, hello, we have a script book that's available on the website. It comes with two CDs. It is a script, man, and you heard the testimonials earlier. We've gotten hundreds of testimonials already on just the script book alone. So just all you do is purchase a script, read the script, stick to it, that's it. That's like pretty simple and stupid proof. Okay, which is what I like. Okay, number nine. Here's another issue that we find why people are weak in the area of closing. Is that they are selling, well, for example, I hate to say you, but let me just say that. Okay, let's say Mary is selling what Mary likes about the opportunity instead of selling what the prospect wants out of the opportunity. That is a huge thing. I see it on a daily basis where the rep or the business person, the person running their home-based business, is so excited about their home-based business that all they're doing is talking about what they like about their opportunity. That is a big, gigantic no, don't go there. You are irrelevant in this equation. You don't matter. You're not the issue here. The issue is what does the prospect like and sell that to them. So if they say they like the products, then you focus on the product. If they say they like the money, then you focus on the money. If they say they like having an opportunity to be an entrepreneur and run a home-based business, then that's what you say. So you focus on whatever it is that the prospect likes, not what you like. Listen, I don't care if you're a nurse, which I found out recently that 40% of our database, 40% of you guys that are on this call right now are not at all involved in a home-based business, that you are merely plugging in on a weekly basis for yourself, for your own personal growth, your shot in the arm, your thing to think about for the week, your way of an area to improve on. Well, if you're a nurse and you're on the call, which as we've gone through our database and we're talking to people on the phone, a lot of you lawyers on the phone, a lot of you doctors on the phone, a lot of you nurses on the phone, a lot of you teachers. Let me coach you in this area. Okay, if you're a doctor or a nurse, okay, how do you focus on what the patient wants? If you listen to what they are saying, you can clearly help them get what they want. Then they own it instead of you giving them instructions on something they're never going to do. They need to own whatever it is that you need them to do. And so you do that by asking a lot of questions. So let's say that this person's a cancer patient. And let's say that you're tired of them whining and complaining and having no hope. And you're tired of selling them hope. Then you propose the question, okay? Sarah, let me ask you something. Do you want to live? Yes, I do. Then you must take the steps that are necessary to live. But what if I don't? What if you do? I'll tell you what, if you think that you're not for the last 10 days of your life, that was a miserable 10 days. But if you thought with anticipation that you could for the next 10 days, then the last 10 days were a great 10 days. Do you understand? Focus on what the patient wants. They want hope. They want to believe. They want faith. And you can focus on those areas for them. Okay, so again, with the prospect, helping them to decide, hello, there you go, Joe. And again, don't sell. And I had this lawyer fully take advantage of my mother. So sad and pathetic. And I know that there's some great lawyers on the phone right now. We need more of those great lawyers on the phone because there's too many shysters out there that I'd like to string up. But this lady had a greed issue and had an issue of hating men, and she was in a divorce herself and fully took advantage of my mother and did not listen to what the prospect wanted. The prospect had wanted the divorce to be done. Instead, the lady sold her a bill of goods that still has not come true. Instead, the thing is still not final. So focus on what the prospect wants, not what you want. Okay, number 10, begging and convincing, giving it away, buying the program for the prospect, you know, financing it for them. Hello, no, no, no. That is big A number one thing you could do wrong. This is not the begging and convincing business. This is you being convinced. And when you're convinced, they will be convinced. No groveling. No overselling. Presentation is done. You go immediately to page 3, and you ask those closing questions. It is not time to continue. Page 4, sorry. It is not time to continue to sell and tell. After the presentation took care of all of that, whether it was a 20-minute conference call or a live presentation or it was a video presentation or a webcast presentation, I don't care what it was. When that presentation is finished, stop selling. Stop telling. And start asking questions. What did you like about what you saw? Tell me more about that, okay? Do you want to make a little or a lot? Those are the closing questions. You go to page 4 on the script book. And, by the way, there's a reason why all of you want to show your new rep, whether you're making $100,000 a month or not. There's a reason why. And this is where you weigh your ego with your bank account. There's a strong reason why you stick to a script. because it's duplicatable. That brand new person is not comparing himself to your ability. He's saying, can I read? Yes, then I can succeed. That's what it is. You show them that all you're doing is reading. Now listen, there are times in my business where I made $100,000 a month, and I'd be sitting there with a brand new prospect who's a, you know, who's a guy who's unemployed, and guess what? I showed him that I read a script. Why? Because he's watching me, who's making $100,000 a month, read a script, and in his mind he's like, I can do that. I can read. All she's doing is reading that piece of paper. I can do that. And that's what you want your entire sales force believing, that they can do it. Instead of looking at you and your check and their perceived ability that you, their perceived ability that they think you have, and they're sitting there looking at you going, I could never do that. I can never, ever succeed like that. They are way better than I am. Well, then you lost. You lost, and you have a sales force that's unmotivated. Okay, so that was number 10. Oh, and guess what? I think that's it. Yes, it is. Okay, so I have 12 minutes to go through the five things that are solutions to solving these areas and the three solutions that never work. Number one of what doesn't work. Okay, hopefully you were able to come up with three areas of improvement, and maybe you had two others that you already had. But here you go. My question to you, with these three areas that need improvement, what are you going to do about making the improvements? What is your plan of action? Write that question down for yourself. What are you going to do to make the improvements? What is your plan of action? Without a plan of action, you will have a hard, frustrated road. You need, how many of you deal with frustration? Most of you. Part of it is because of a lack of a plan. What is your plan of action for making these improvements? Number one, let me tell you what 98% of the people's plan of action looks like. Okay? This is the 98%er plan. Number one, ignoring your weaknesses. Yep. That's what 98% of the population does, is they ignore their weaknesses. Well, let me give you a wake-up call. If you ignore your weaknesses, they will not go away. If any of these 10 things that I gave you tonight are any of your weaknesses, and you ignore them, you don't do anything about them, I promise you, they will not go away. In fact, they will lead to frustration. Frustration leads to stressed out, which leads to depression, which leads to quitting on your dreams. Quitting your business. Quitting your future. Quitting on your marriage. Quitting on your family. That's what ignoring does. It is impossible to ignore those weaknesses and expect for them to change. It's totally impossible. Number two. Here's a number two plan of a 98%er of making improvements. Wishing. They wish their problems away. They wish, for example, man, I wish I had the skill of Sandy. If I had the skill of Sandy, I'd be an awesome closer. Man, if I had the ability, I wish I just could talk like Rudy. If I could talk like Rudy, I would be so awesome at my business. Oh, I just wish I was as smart as Stanley. If I was as smart as Stanley, I'd be so successful just like Stanley. Guess what? Wishing will not improve your weaknesses. Wishing will only frustrate you, which leads you to stressed out, which leads to depression, which leads you to quitting. Quitting on your family, quitting on your spouse, quitting on your dreams, quitting on your future. Wishing them away will not make them go away. Number three is what I call osmosis. This number three is somebody who actually took the steps, got on a conference call. Let's say they purchased the North Carolina CDs, which is like A to Z, the business on CD, okay? There it is. They purchased those and they don't listen to them. They expect, because they purchased them, for somehow, intellectually, somehow they are going to be downloaded into their very brains. The answer is not true. Osmosis doesn't work for anybody, and it's not going to work for you. That's just a road of frustration, to stress, to depression, to quitting. Don't go there. Osmosis doesn't work. If you're going to take a leap of faith and you're going to purchase, let's say the script books, you're going to purchase the North Carolina CDs, whatever it is that you're going to purchase from somebody else's site, and you don't listen to them over and over and over again. Today I got an email from one of my clients named Sandy, who's doing an awesome job. I'm so proud of her. Overcome bad, horrible, debilitating disease and is in remission, and, you know, overcoming all kinds of horrible obstacles, and she's doing a fabulous, fabulous job. Well, this lady has listened to the North Carolina CDs 12 times. 12 times. Sends me an email. I read it today saying, did you change the CDs? She's had them in her possession. Of course they haven't been changed. But what's changed is her. She's hearing different things the 12th time through. Those are 10 CDs that she has listened to 12 times each. That's no osmosis there. That's a plan of action that will work. That's just like a basketball player who wants to improve their ability so they can someday go pro. It happens through practice over and over and over again. The same skills, the same drills over and over and over again. Okay, now let me give you the plan of action that will work. This is 2% of the population that goes out and does unusual things. 2% of the population who is very successful. Okay, are we ready? Number one is pray. You know, the Bible says to ask, seek, and knock. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. That's what it says. I believe starting first with your God is the most important thing, but a lot of people wind up stopping there. It says ask, seek, then knock. It doesn't stop at ask. Ask, seek, and knock. If you're going to ask for help, God help me, and this is how I did it. Show me where I can get the training that I need so I can improve my skills. Show me the people that I can meet so that I can surround myself with people that are doing a great job. Ask every day whatever you need. Before you get on the phone to close somebody, Lord, help me. Give me the strength to overcome the fear of rejection. Ask. It works every time. He is faithful, the only one I know that is. Number two, you need to find people that you can learn from. You need to find somebody who is successful at the very thing that you're trying to become successful at. Find somebody that is a great closer and listen and watch what they do. Don't just sit and call and waste their time. Listen and watch. Say, hey, can I just eavesdrop on you closing somebody? Take notes and get off the phone and apply. If you are in a live situation where you can learn live from somebody, listen, this is so sad to me. 98% of the population, it never occurs to them to copy other people who are good at the thing they're trying to be good at. Blows my mind. Blows my mind that people can be surrounded by masters in certain businesses. And it never occurs to 98% of the population to say, hey, you know what? I want to get good at what you're good at. Can I just watch you? Can I learn from you? Can I listen to you? And let's say they say no. Then eavesdrop. Put yourself in places where you can watch. As long as you're keeping your mouth shut, you know that you're learning. So find somebody that is successful that you can model after. That is a scriptural technique, by the way. That is because that's where we were made. We learn how to walk by watching our parents walk. We learn how to brush our teeth by watching our parents brush their teeth. We learn how to eat by watching others eat. We're going to learn how to succeed by watching others succeed. Do you have a model that you're modeling after now until you are good enough to stand on your own, just like you learn how to walk? Number three, seminars. This is so interesting because this is exactly what my plan of action was. Number three was seminars. Remember, I had to find somebody who was successful. He was making $15,000 more a month than I was. That's how I did it. Okay, well, then here's seminars. Absolutely no question. You would not be dialing in on a call with me. I would not have become the millionaire or made the millions that I made if I had not gone to seminars. Every successful millionaire I know, by the way, goes to seminars. They do. Every successful one. Every one of them have continued in their personal growth, in their education, in increasing their skills, because when you increase your skill, you increase your value to the marketplace. When you increase your value to the marketplace, you make more money. You know what's awesome about skill? You know what's awesome about seminars? Is that when you find one and you apply what you're learning, let's say you get specialized knowledge, like First Step, for example, is specialized knowledge. There's all kinds of seminars you can get out there that are not specialized at all. It's just motivation or it's just personal growth. None of it's specialized. Well, First Steps is totally specialized knowledge in the areas in which you need to learn how to succeed in. Will work on your skill, no question about it. Well, you know what's awesome about that? Oh, this is so great. Okay, remember my first, you know, that first 6 months I went to a seminar every month and I gained that skill, and then I get married and my husband takes off and I lose everything? How did I get myself back on my feet again? Because the skill that I learned, no one could take that away from me. I gained skill by investing into myself through seminars. Well, that skill has made me a fortune. That skill is what got me out of being homeless. Isn't that awesome? Skill no one can take from you. It's intangible. It is inside you. And once you learn a skill, you can profit from that skill for the rest of your life. And the more you increase on that skill, the more you will profit from that skill. I think that is so beautiful about what seminars and extracurricular educational forums give you. And that's what, for example, First Steps gives you. Number four, CDs, tapes, and books. After you come out of a training seminar, and the whole time that you're not in a seminar, I used to go once a month, sometimes twice a month, investing $500, $600, sometimes $2,000 for a week-long training seminar. Well, that's what I was willing to do. But in the time when I wasn't there, I was listening to CDs, tapes, and books. Everybody I know who is successful has done the same thing. In fact, we get together and talk about who we listen to. CDs, tapes, and books. Very important to make sure that every single day you feed that mind of yours that wants to take you down. Every day, if you feed your body, you must feed your mind. Number five, coaching, one-on-one coaching. That is another way that you can improve your skill. All these ways I give you, one through five, are ways to improve your skill. Again, one, pray, ask, seek, and knock. Two, find someone that you can learn from. Three, seminars. Four, CDs, tapes, and books. They're specialized knowledge to help you in the areas that you need to improve on. And number five, one-on-one coaching. Find a great coach that can help you. Hire that coach. They're worth their weight in gold. Why? Because what coaching does is it troubleshoots a specific area. And you can troubleshoot it and go, oh, okay, well, look, you're not doing this. Try this now. And it is specifically targeting you and your skill. Isn't that awesome? It's a complete one-on-one focus. If you can imagine, I always attribute to this because I played basketball for 15 years, but when I played basketball, depending on the kind of coach I had, really determined my success on the court. And I had a coach one year, man, that was so phenomenal at fine-tuning every part of my game. And I got to the point where I averaged 33 points a game. Now, back in 1985, 86, that was pretty phenomenal. Today, it might be a little different. But that was phenomenal in the little place that I was in. Why? Because I had a coach that fine-tuned my game. And my skill improved because my game was coached beautifully, molded, put together, glued. I mean, it was awesome. And that's exactly what a coach does. That's exactly what I do on a daily basis, honing in on your skills and improving those areas. What I always recommend, though, is that everybody goes to a First Step to Success before they sign up for coaching. Before. It's the best way to go because First Steps gets 90% of the job out of the way. We're speaking the same language. Now let's go ahead and talk about your game. So anyway, those are five ways to improve any of these areas that we talked about tonight. And what's awesome is that many of you are going to take what we talked about tonight, and you've got your three areas of strengths that I want you to continue improving those strengths, fine-tuning those strengths, and the three areas that need improvement. And all you need to do is one of the five things that it takes to make improvement. And I promise you, you will not recognize your life a year from now. Guys, we right now are at the top of the hour. I really want to wish you the absolute best. The absolute best. I bless you, and I pray that you have an awesome, prosperous week. We're coming up, winding up at the end of the month now. This is the week to get those bonuses, guys. Listen to me. I don't care if you've never gotten a bonus before. Now's the time to step up and say, I'm getting that bonus. What have you got to lose for believing and walking by faith towards getting that bonus? What the heck have you got to lose? Then when you close this month and you accomplished one of those, you improved one of those areas, whether it was a thought process and then you got better skill, I want to hear about it because we want to celebrate your success. We absolutely want to make a big deal about you stepping up to the plate and making a difference in your life and the lives around you. So I'm going to unmute the lines. I want everyone to say goodnight and God bless. Scream out your city, scream out your name, whatever you want to do, but let's just create some noise. Hold on.
Good night.
I really enjoyed myself.
Thank you, Danny.
Thank you. Bye, Danny. This is Heidi.
Bye, Danny.
Hold on, I'm going to try to get off of this.